Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you're having a great day. So much news to get to here this afternoon with the NFL breaking the news that they've come to an agreement with Deshaun Watson. Took him forever. 11 games, $5 million fine. Mike and I will get into that. We will certainly talk about the Braves as they finish up this series tonight. You'll hear from Alex Anthopoulos on the way. We also have the Hawks GM stopping by in the 3 o'clock hour, Landry Fields. But, Mike, we got to start with our experience last night. First, thanks to all the folks who literally stopped us. Hey, Dukes and Bell! We appreciate you guys as we got a chance to hit the golden spike last night before the match, man. And here's the deal. Everybody today is kind of upset with us because they're like, you guys didn't say anything. It's a secret.
Yeah, I guess they kind of like to surprise the folks with who's going to do it. And we've seen some really cool folks do it. And, I mean, like, we're honored. We wanted to do it for a long time. And when they asked, we said, yeah, of course. Sorry we didn't get the result. We didn't provide the Dukes and Bell bounce because – and we were sitting right behind the net that the Red Bulls were shooting on in the first half. And it was – oof. They just out-physicaled us. But anyway, that aside, it was a great great experience and so cool to see all our buds, especially the friends we got to see in the supporters section right now next to us where we dropped the spike.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, the spread in the suite that we were in, I got to be honest, Mike, it was unbelievable. Mike and I were both like, can we crack this bottle of Hennessy right here? I mean, they had everything in there for us. And Mike, I got to tell this story. I turned my back, right? Literally, I said, I'm going to get something to eat. And Mike's like, all right. And we were sitting there. We're sitting behind the goal. And I went in to get, like, a piece of chicken and some pulled pork. And Mike goes, you won't believe it. And I'm like, what? He comes into the suite. He's like, it's 2-0 already. How quickly did that happen?
Yeah, the first goal, look, they just really blitzkrieged him. And then they were throwing bodies around in front of the net. And then the second goal, I thought was, I mean, they reviewed it forever. I mean, by MLS standards, this is like Major League Baseball. They took forever to review it. And they let the goal stand. And they just took all the wind out of Atlanta United sails. Regrouped in the second half, but Carl, it's the Red Bulls, and then the refs let the Red Bulls do what they've done to us for 4 years, tackle us.
Pushing us around. Yep.
And I listened on the way home. I caught like about the last 20 minutes in the car, and I listened to Jason and Mike on the call, and I can hear the frustration in Jason Longshore's voice because they're just literally tackling us, and if the ref's not going to call it, and look, it's any sport, Carl. If the ref's going to allow you something, you keep doing it until they don't. So Red Bulls are just literally tackling us, taking guys down. The athleticism and our skill was never able to be shown because it was never allowed to happen. So very frustrating 2-1 loss for a team that can't afford any more losses. Now 9 games to go, and they're running out of time.
That they are. I know a lot of people are like, Dukes of Bell, it's over. Not mathematically, but I understand your frustration. I get it. You might see this team and go, well, we don't have what it takes this season. Maybe we don't, but we're not out of it until we're out of it, but I get it. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Man, you said you were going to share something with me about something today early.
Yeah, just real quick. I came into work today, and Randy's like, what are you eating a popsicle? Yeah, I went down to King of Pops.
Oh.
I wanted something kind of like light and refreshing before I came on air, and I was just under the impression that everything they had was, you know, just get a fruity slushy. Everything's got booze in it. So I ordered, I said, hey, give me like the raspberry lime, and then she goes, and she goes, with what? I go, oh, I don't know, maybe like a vodka, I guess. I thought I was going to get like a slushy. She hands me a shot of vodka and a popsicle. So apparently, Chris, I was reading off the wrong menu. So literally,
here you go, sir.
So here it is. It's like 1:30 in the mid afternoon. I've got a shot of vodka and a popsicle in my hand.
Is that how that thing works down
and
there?
Just, I think I miscommunicated my order.
All right.
And literally, just as we're doing that, the guys who work in the law firm in the tower across from us, they're coming around the bend from Chick-fil-A, and they go, "Oh, Mike, party started early." Huh? I go, no. She gave me never mind. So I just shoot it and I ate a popsicle.
That's pretty cool. So that's what you had the popsicle when I
correcto mundo.
Okay. Because I was like, "What are you having?" You're like, "I'll tell you later."
Washing out the taste of the Tito's with some raspberry lime. So that's my Thursday, boys, and it's only 2:05.
Hey, man, we've got tickets to give away as well today. More for Ice Cube's Big 3 Basketball Championship. If you missed Cube yesterday on the show, he was on about 5 o'clock. You can check that out on Odyssey.com. We'll give you a pair, a chance to win a pair, should I say. And coming up also, Earth, Wind, and Fire and Santana tickets as we continue to give those away this week. Last night, we didn't get a chance to see the start of the game because we were at Atlanta United with the Golden Spike thing. And by the time we got done with that and got back to where we were supposed to be, Mike and I both looked at each other and said, 4-0? What happened? So I'm texting Chris. I'm texting Bo. I'm like, what's the deal? And Mike, to your point yesterday when we were making fun, and listen, we have fun with guys. It's all about proving it on this show,
right?
Okay? It's all about great performances. Do it over and over, Strider. Be great. And then, you know, we ride with you. And Odorizzi, nobody really knew what we were getting when we traded for him from the Astros. So last night, big start. We could win this series last night. It would have been 3 games in a row, even if the Mets win the day. Mm. And he comes out, Mike, and gives up those early runs. Now, he did pitch better after the rain delay. But what are your thoughts on Odorizzi?
Yeah, I heard the soundbite that I heard Andy and Randy, or in this case, Robin and Randy play, where Odorizzi says, look, nobody's harder on themselves than me, and I get it. You're a new guy, new kid in town. You want to contribute. It's a pennant race. It's pressure. And he says no one's harder on himself than him. Well, I mean, I beg to differ. I think I could probably be harder on you there, Mr. Odorizzi. But it is frustrating, Carl, because you give up the back-to-back home runs. You know, we talk so much about Harris and Grissom, and then they bring up Beatty, and he goes yard in his first at-bat with his parents in the stands. The Mets have a pretty good farm system, too. They just don't go to it as often as the Braves do. So that one just really hurt. And this was the game where you and I said all day yesterday, Scherzer is the backstop. He is the guy that will stop a losing streak in its tracks, and he did yesterday. Although the Braves had 2 opportunities to get right back in the game.
Yeah, they did. They did. The thing I love about our team, there is no quit. We're always still in it. Even late last night, you know, the Vaughn Grissom 2-run single in the 9th. You're going, okay, here we go. We got a shot. They didn't lay down even after being down, what was it, 6-1 at one point. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we know this about our club, but – this gets back to starting pitching. This is why a lot of people around the country, not Atlanta, not Braves country, but around the country go, Mets are better. Because when it comes down to starting pitching in the playoffs, Mike, I think the Mets feel like they have a better, you know, rotation. And we're going to see. I mean, tonight is a great matchup, guys. Fried coming back off the injury. Again, it was a concussion. So it's not like his arm or anything was injured. And then you're talking about arguably the best shutdown guy in DeGrom. So, I don't know about you. This might be a 2-1 game. This might be a 3-2 game at the end of the night, 1-run kind of situation.
Yeah, last time we saw DeGrom, it was a no-hitter until Dansby hit a 2-run homer at Citi Field. So, look, they've got the better pitching. Carl laid it out. They don't hit a lot of home runs. That's the thing. That's what made it so frustrating. If I told you they're going to hit 3 home runs off to Odorizzi, and none of them would be from Pete Alonso.
Oh.
So that's a problem right there. And then, look, we've only had maybe 2 or 3 opportunities this year to really criticize Snicker with some of his decisions. Once you get back in the game, bring in Kenley Jansen. Be aggressive. Bring in Iglesias. Don't do what you did, because now the game just got out of your hand again, and then they almost made it close in the 9th. But still, I don't like that move in the 8th.
And here's the thing. You know, Snit got ejected. He was arguing balls and strikes.
It's on Walt Weiss.
Correct. And so then he decides to do what Snit normally does, which is high-leverage situations. I'm not going to go with my closer. I'm not going to go with those guys. So you saw Matzik last night. You saw some other guys that I know fans were like, what's the deal here? We're in this game. It's all about how they decide to go out of the bullpen in those situations. Mike, I'm with you, though. I think these games are too important, so I would have gone about it a different way. Either way, we lose last night, 9-7. It was a hell of a game, and we'll see what happens tonight. We're going to talk plenty more about it. I do want you to hear Jake Odorizzi, though, talking about not pitching the way he needs to in the ATL right now.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't thrown the ball the way I'm capable of here. There's no sugarcoating it, and it's frustrating, especially, you know, new guy coming over, wanting to make an impact and do well. So it's you know, nobody's tougher on me than me, and I'll continue to be that way. I've always been that way in my career, and I think it's, you know, got me to this point of just, you know, never being satisfied and being honest with myself.
This was additional ammo. This was supposed to be a guy that you add to the rotation, which if Ian Anderson's doing his thing and we talk about all these other pieces, Mike, we said it. We could have, you know, potentially a six-man rotation where you could feel comfortable. If you want to give a guy an extra day of rest or whatever, you could roll somebody else out there. But Jake, we're going to need you. We're going to need you down the stretch. And I need him to step his game up and pitch a lot better than what he did last night. As I said, after the rain delay, he was better. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hit us up, guys, 404-741-0929. It is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We'd love to hear from you on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and this radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that is going on. As we said, big, busy show today. And we will spend a lot of time about this finale with the Braves because, again, Mike, you win tonight. You're in a different situation. You lose tonight. All of a sudden, the work that you've done the last few days, you kind of go, okay, they split the series, and they still leave town 5.5 up.
Yeah, you're right back where you started. So that's a net gain for the Mets. There's no other way to look at it. And this was always the interesting part of it. How we didn't know when Max was going to pitch. Now I feel better that Max is going to pitch. Odorizzi was the sort of the X factor in the equation. Liked our chances those first two games. Did some amazing things. That's why we said, man, we should bank some of those runs. And by the way, the scenario where Snicker got ran was ridiculous. I know the Braves dugout was working the umps over the strike zone because the strike zone was a joke, as it always seems to be these days. High strikes. Remember the old days? The American League was the high strike zone. The National League was the low strike zone. That was an American League strike zone last night.
Yeah. The ump is notorious for it. Will Little is his name. And, you know, that's why I was asking the guys about it, because it was questionable when you see the pitch. I kind of agree with Austin Riley. I'm not going to disagree with that. But Snit did what he had to do. Problem was,
protect your player.
That's right. We didn't end up with the win, but Snit did exactly what he's supposed to do in that situation. Hopefully down the road, if we have Little again, and we will, maybe that strike zone will be a little bit different.
But as you alluded to, you could see him most likely. I mean, maybe Snit would have gone with Iglesias over where we went. I don't like Jackson Stevens at all in that situation. Nope. And again, you rallied right back into a game and you gave the game up.
All right, man, coming up, we're going to get to headlines. He speaks, but now he's done. How long and when is he available? We'll get into it next. Coming up, we're going to talk about what's going on with our Falcons as they get ready to take on the Jets. They've got a couple of practices that they'll have on Saturday, Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday will be an off day. Monday will be the game, and we'll see what they look like in the second preseason game. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, tickets coming up for your chance to win tickets to the Big Three and also Santana and Earth, Wind, and Fire. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Mike and I were just talking about this this Deshaun Watson situation. And part of this is, you know, he's not going to be allowed back until late November, right? Mid-November is when he's going to be eligible to make his return or at least practice. And I think then, Mike, you're talking about, you're so far into the season at that point. The NFL won. They wanted him a whole season. You don't get a whole season. You get 11 games and a $5 million fine, which is unprecedented, by the way, when you talk about player fines. But they won from the standpoint of, Mike, he is now not going to be in our social consciousness when we start watching the NFL, and he's not going to be in these big matchups, which are all about the quarterbacks. And so when you talk about Deshaun Watson coming back, I don't even know what he's going to be. Mike, this is now going to be 2 years he's not played down.
You know, for months I was saying, though, the Texans wouldn't put him on the field. Remember, he wanted to be traded, so that's where that impasse came from. He did not want to play for the Texans, so you can't put that on them. You can put it on them for, you know, enabling him to do all that stuff that they allegedly were involved in by providing hotel rooms and non-disclosure agreements. Yeah, you're right, man. 2 years without Watson throwing a football. What's it going to look like? It would be, I believe, against Houston. He would be eligible to return. That would be his first game, ironically. So we'll see, you know, what that circus media-wise would be like. Yeah, I mean, to me, a year sounded about right. The Cleveland Browns anticipated a year. That's why they did the monkeying around with his contract. But because the NFL has misplayed their hand with discipline for so many times and so many incidents over so many years, you have this kangaroo court with appeal after appeal, and they still give the leeway for the Players Association and the player to try to, you know, wrangle down to where they are today. So it was a very confusing process. It's confusing to the fans. And again, if you're a Browns fan, you're a little upset. But most fans at this point, Carl, it's like background noise. The only thing which is a byproduct for us here in Atlanta, just real quick, is guys keep coming at us on social media and on the show about, can't believe Ridley gets a year. It is the ultimate apples to oranges. It's pineapples to oranges, guys. I just want to get out of the way, Carl. We'll move on. If a guy is betting in sports before he becomes, and even if he is rich, Phil Mickelson was making millions of dollars and had to get bailed out by Callaway over gambling debts. if you get into trouble before you become a, if you think you're financially secure, like a guy like Ridley, then you can be compromised by unscrupulous people. You could be throwing football games, and then the integrity of the league goes out the window. And that supersedes almost everything. And as bad as sexual misconduct looks, and it is worse than anything, the NFL has created this mess. That's why, Carl, it's two separate deals, even though one doesn't make sense when you compare it to the other, to many people.
His agent is a guy named David Mulligetta. David is one of the biggest agents that you probably don't even know about. But he negotiated this deal, and he put out a statement. I just want to read this to you because he says, and this is where a lot of people are right now, Mike. They're going, okay, so you basically agreed to a deal that you could have agreed to months ago, but you played this out. And so David Mulligetta says, Deshaun has always stated that he's innocent of sexual assault. Nothing has changed. And what he said, he has also said that he is remorseful about the decisions he made and created this situation. The settlement allows him to move on and move forward with his life and his career. So that's coming from his agent. Then Diana Russini says the signing of this settlement only means Watson is ending the legal process. This has nothing to do with an admission of guilt. So understand that. He said, yeah, okay, we've come to an agreement, but he's still not saying, Mike, he did anything. The fact is the court of public opinion feels like he did. I think the NFL said this predatorial behavior and all that went along with it, he was guilty of enough for them to say this is not enough of a sentence. Right. So 11 games, $5 million for Deshaun Watson. Now, he did speak today, and I want you to hear what he had to say. It's Dukes and Bell, Turtle Behind the Glass, Bo Morgan, executive producing. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
So Watson now will be away from the facility, mm-hmm. All right? Can't practice, can't do any of that.
He's no more preseason,
yeah,
right?
He's done. Until, again, the date of which he can return and then start to work out. But here's what he said today about whether this was fair or unfair.
I can't speak on the fairness. I only can really control what I can control. And that's, you know, throughout this process, you know, the NFL did what they had to do. And the NFLPA, you know, communicated with the legal side. Like I said before, I focused on, you know, being out here, being the best teammate and football player and quarterback I can for the Cleveland Browns. And I let the legal side handle
their
side.
You must have an opinion on.
Yeah, they were they were pressing.
Well, I mean, look, he's dancing around. He's trying to dance through the raindrops on this one. You know, the apology was feeble. It was poorly executed. It was the whole atmosphere was ridiculous. But I mean, I don't know what if you're expecting a big mea culpa and him to give you anything more than that, you're not going to get it. He's going to stick with the game plan the lawyers have put out there for him.
Yeah, he is. Guys, his biggest mistake, Deshaun, you did this. You did this. You did this. So you're going to have to deal with this not only now, but for the rest of your life. And I hope you're able to somehow rehabilitate your image. But this is on you. This is your fault. And now, for all the things you have to answer to and the people wondering as you walk down the street or you approach women in your life or whatever's going to happen, this is on you. That is the biggest mistake for Deshaun Watson. I don't care about the money, Mike. He's a hell of a quarterback. He was going to make money. This goes beyond that. And I hate it because you know what? Here we are talking about another quarterback making dumb decisions who's got the world at his
fingertips.
Yes, he could do anything he wanted to do. And now you're dealing with this, and you're going to continue to deal with it. He said this about his teammates questioning, you know, inside that locker room what the situation is and how they feel about him.
Being in that locker room, I thought the team was focusing on being the best teammate in Cleveland Brown that they can be. So I knew that, you know, guys was, of course, probably thinking about the situation. But at the same time, we were all focused on, you know, being what we can and building that chemistry as the Cleveland Browns and getting ready for the season.
All right.
Again, you're not going to get anything more out of Deshaun Watson. You know, I like the kid, local kid. We're all pulling for him. We've been talking about this for 2 years since it dropped. I hope he would get vindicated. But as more and more information came out, like a lot of people, the court of public opinion, my opinion sort of swayed that, you know, he made some really childish mistakes in this. And people were affected. And because of the nature of it, there was still so much gray area that a lot of people weren't willing to say he did something wrong. And at the end of the day, I think the NFL, it's a black eye for Deshaun Watson. It's a black eye for the league because this whole Mickey Mouse kangaroo court thing played out and it just looks silly. A lot of people thought he should have lost a year for this.
Real quick to your point about Roger Goodell, you've got to go back and remember where the league was. And Roger Goodell, the whole premise behind this NFL and NFLPA situation is we are going to be able to give players a way to defend themselves. Remember, Goodell used to just say, 6 games.
Right.
8 games. And you were done. There was no appeals. There was nothing really you could do about it. And then the player said, wait a minute, you can't be the judge and jury. So, Mike, this new CBA system they've got gives the players and the owners a situation where, hey, we can at least appeal. So the NFL did what, under the CBA, they were allowed to do. It just felt weird.
Yeah, and guys, if you want to take it all the way back to his predecessor, Paul Tagliabue, the one case that got a lot of people upset was the Leonard Little case. He had had a manslaughter DUI, then he got another DUI, and people are saying, what are you guys doing? And Tagliabue kind of passed the buck on this, and there was some group of owners that said the next commissioner is going to be a law and order man, to your point. And then Roger Goodell starts throwing things out ad hoc. His minions didn't help him with the Ray Rice situation. They didn't even know the video existed of the punch out in the casino in Atlantic City. So all these things, just the league that's surprised itself on protecting the shield, one could argue does more to damage the shield by mishandling scenarios like the Deshaun Watson case.
It's done. 11 games, $5 million. We'll see Deshaun in November, and I don't know where the Browns will be. Here's the good news. We're not going to see him. We knew this way back when it was just 6 games, but the Falcons won't see him, and that's early in the season. It's Dukes and Bell. Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down, guys. Call ATL Live Well today. Mike, let's hear from Alex Anthopoulos, and you'll hear this interview in its entirety coming up a little bit later on in the show. He stopped by the steakhouse today with Steak and Sandra. He was asked about Dansby Swanson, though, Mike. And, you know, with the Michael Harris signing, we kind of pressed him on this when he came on with us a few weeks ago. Here's what Alex Anthopoulos is saying about Dansby's situation.
We want to keep all these guys. We're going to work to try to keep all these guys. And we really like the guys on the team. They're great players. So other than that, obviously today's about Mike. And I won't take anything, but, you know, we're going to continue to try to, you know, Mike, Austin, we're going to continue to try to keep as many players as we can.
That was from yesterday's press conference as he was talking about Michael Money Harris and how happy he was to keep him here in the ATL. We're happy about it as well. But the interview with State coming up is interesting because he talks about what the Braves are playing for tonight. And if you think it's just about beating the Mets,
right,
there's more to it than just that. Hey, the Falcons heading up to New York. They'll take on the Jets, Mike. We know we will see no Drake London. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's a shame, too, because Sauce Gardner is going to be there for the Jets, and that would be in a matchup I think a lot of folks would like to have seen, albeit if the cameras were rolling and the scrimmage situations, let alone the game on Monday night. It sucks that we're not going to get more reps out of Drake London. I know that, you know, like, it's Arthur Smith's prerogative to not give you the full lowdown. I just think our guess is he's not going to play anymore in the preseason.
Yeah, I don't think so, which means Bryan Edwards, who we had a great conversation with, by the way, at training camp, really cool dude, ready for this moment. He talks about, you know, the other guys having to step up.
Absolutely. You know, anytime you got a guy down, you know, next man up. So guys are having to learn more, take on more, and that just shows their versatility, you know. And a guy I feel like that's doing really well at that right now is Frank. You know, he's really taking in a lot of stuff and playing a lot of different positions. So, you know, hats off to him for, you know, doing those things and picking those things up, man.
That's Frank Darby's laugh. Frank is wild, man.
Right.
He's a wild guy.
As we said, if we were joking with Frank off the mic, you know, less lip, more grip. But he's a likable dude. I mean, he could definitely.
Did you see the video with the Lions after the game?
Yes.
Thank you,
I mean,
Frank.
This guy can be a warm-up act. I mean, he could be touring with Kevin Hart. I mean, he's got a lot of sauce. You think they get more sauce than Sauce Gardner? But again, I want to see him doing some dirty work on special teams to help make this team. By the way, the Falcons, we didn't mention this yesterday, we picked up Keyshawn Johnson.
Hey!
Not that one.
Oh.
Another one.
He didn't come out of retirement?
Squid, I thought we needed more defensive tackles, but they decided we needed more wide. We got a lacrosse player playing wide receiver. Now we got the other Keyshawn Johnson.
Well, here's the other thing. What we don't know, and I don't know, Bo, you can chime in here. Is this less reps for Drake? Are they protecting him so you need more another wide receiver in there? What's this about?
Well, he's not practicing this week. Right?
You need another guy.
So you need another guy to run with those guys. I mean, especially doing this, the combined practice thing. And by the way, I actually saw some good things. Like Abdullah Anderson?
Yeah.
He actually looked pretty good Friday night against the Lions. He didn't get moved. He was stoning guys. Like, there was some good. Jalen Dalton had a couple plays. And, you know, Arthur's even talked about him after the practice at MBS on Monday. So, you know, you have a certain number and you need to work guys in. And that's why we've gotten Keyshawn Johnson.
Okay. All right. All
about right. 20 years too late.
Yeah, I was about to say. Frank Darby, though, hopefully balls out.
Hey, if there's a Jerry Rice out there somewhere, I'm willing to roll the dice on him.
I hope Frank balls out. Hey, coming up, man.
No, that's Gerald Rice.
Coming up, what did Snit have to say about using Jansen last night? Listen, we rarely talk about Snit's moves, but he wasn't in there last night. He got thrown out of the game, but the strategy remained the same. We're going to talk about that as we have another big game with the Mets coming up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're having a great time. We hope you are on a Thursday. Tomorrow, by the way, we're at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw.
What?
Yes, sir.
Hey, hey, hey.
Come on out and join your boys. We'll be out there having a good time. And, of course, ice cold Hey Man L on tap. So come have a brew with us, and we'd love to get a chance to see you guys tomorrow in Kennesaw. Coming up, we'll get to an NFL blitz. Landry Fields, the general manager of our Atlanta Hawks, is on the way in the 3 o'clock hour as well. We'll talk to him about the schedule drop, which happened yesterday, and our newest star in DeJounte Murray, Mike, and what this makeup of this team is going to look like. By the way, are we done with making moves? Is this our team? Are we done?
I think you can still pick up a KG veteran to come off the bench and maybe, you know, throw some elbows. I'd like one of those guys. You know me, man. I always want one giant unibrowed Eastern European with no vowels in his name to come out there like, you know, like Zaza or Pero Antich to be able to drop the hammer when need be when they're trying to throw Trey and May now DeJounte around.
We're going to ask Landry that and you know.
Hopefully... Can I ask him that specific question? Well, can you get me a goon?
Let's see. Let's see. But he's going to join us coming up at 3:20. So lots more on the way. And also you hear from Alex Anthopoulos. We're going to talk to Dave O'Brien. So stay right there about our Braves. Speaking of the Braves, tell me again what you thought about the late inning moves. And we're talking specifically about how the bullpen was used last night. Now, listen, we usually don't get into the details of this because our team's been rolling. When Snit's managing, the right decisions have been made. It's just about guys performing. I think, you know, when you talk about Mike righty-lefty or how he wants to deal with this bullpen, but when you look at last night's situation as we got back into the game, was that a situation for you to go with your best arms? Was it a situation for you to say, hey, you know what, I know we got a game tomorrow, but I don't care. I need this one tonight, and we got a shot. I'm going to go with my high-leverage guys.
Yeah, and I understand it. It drives me crazy that, you know, you lock it in where your relief pitcher pitches in the ninth, whether it's, you know, a tie or a win, a loss or a losing, you don't put him in there, which makes no sense to me. If that's your guy, use him. Or because we added Iglesias, who's a closer too, I think that, remember, guys, and I said this earlier and Carl caught me on it, it's Walt Weiss because Snicker got ran earlier in the game on a ridiculous punch out on Riley. You got Walt Weiss maybe doing the things Snicker, I don't know, we'd have to find out. Snicker's not going to throw Walt Weiss under the bus, but long answer, short question, anybody but Stevens. Dylan Lee holds it down in the top of the eighth, Carl. You battle back from 6-1, you make it 6-5. Top of the ninth, 6-5. And then the game goes way out of hand because obviously Stevens can't hold it down. Tarnock comes in. So if I told you Stevens and Tarnock, Carl, in a must-win game in a pennant race, that's not my best. You're not putting the best options out there. And that's what irked me to answer your question.
Kirby Yates, by the way, gives up a dong. And, you know, it was one home run. Kirby's working his way back. Now, I said this. I think he's going to be a plus for us as things continue to move along here. And we're going to have a deep bullpen that you can really make some different moves with. But Kirby comes in and gives up the home run. You're right about Stevens. That was three earned runs. That was really the difference. Can I hear Brian Snicker talking about using Jansen? And to Mike's point, listen, every manager has their strategy. I think these are playoff games. That's how I'm looking at them, okay? So from where I'm at, I'm saying I don't care about tomorrow. I got to worry about today, and then I'll worry about tomorrow. That wasn't the case last night. Here's Snit.
No, we're not going to do that. We got too many games to play. Because it's just, you know what, and when we do that, we're going to have leads that he's not going to be available to pitch. So we just got to have other guys step up and do that. You can't do that. You'll kill these guys. And no, it's that's why you have that many guys. So it's not. We're not going to go chase something when we're down. Like Kenley's going to pitch even or up. That's it.
So you're telling me when Nate Diaz comes in, they have no chance? Is that what Snicker's telling me? I'm not getting mad at Snicker, but that's, I mean, Edwin, what I say, Nate, I mean, dude, that was the time. Why have I done that twice now? But Edwin Diaz, he comes in now, you're saying he's unhittable? That's, you're basing out white flag? Nate Diaz comes in for a two outs. Oh, okay, so Snicker, and I'm going to sound like Chuckery. No disrespect to John Chuckery, Carl, but I know he's had his mean on for Snicker at times. That's an asinine statement by Brian Snicker right there. That makes no sense to me.
Can I hear it again? We're only going to use Jansen when we're up or tied.
No, we're not going to do that. We got too many games to play because it's just, you know what, and when we do that, we're going to have leads that he's not going to be available to pitch. So we just got to have other guys step up and do that. You can't do that. You'll kill these guys. And no, it's that's why you have that many guys. So it's not. We're not going to go chase something when we're down. Kenley's going to pitch even or up. That's it.
Yeah, there's other guys. You got Iglesias.
Correct.
All right, and I don't know if there was a follow-up question by the assembled media about why Iglesias wasn't a better option for Walt Weiss there.
So that's my question. You went and acquired another closer. This is going to be his role, whether it's next year or the year beyond, because we've got him for three seasons. I think Snit is absolutely right when he says you don't chase during the season. But this isn't a normal series.
Nope.
This isn't us playing, I don't know, the Marlins last week. That's a different deal. So this is where, you know, we can argue the semantics of who we should use and who we shouldn't use. I'm going to trust Snit because, listen, the guy has pushed all the right buttons. But with this particular game, and when you start talking about we get back in it, what gives us the best chance to win? Even if you didn't want to go Jansen there, I still think you got to go, hey, this is why we went and got Iglesias. Let Iglesias go out there.
Yeah,
that's my issue, Mike.
Yeah, and I don't like it. By the way, Nate Diaz was the UFC fighter we had on years ago, by the way. So I don't know.
And he talked a lot.
Yeah, I don't know why a guy with cauliflower ear is in my head. But anyway, but no, getting back to Edwin Diaz. So that's what you're telling me? I don't understand that. You rallied back. You made it a one-run game. You then put a guy out there who, with all due respect, isn't half as good as Iglesias and certainly not as good as Kenley Jansen. So I don't like that. But you can't really blame Snit unless Snit was passing notes to Walt Weiss because he's back in his office at that point.
Well, here's what I think. Hi, Betts fans. Hello. I think that they are on the same page as to their approach to the bullpen. I don't think that they've sat down and talked enough. And Snit, listen, I'm sure he said, if I get run, here's our philosophy.
Plan, right?
Yeah, we are not going away from this. And I'm not going to – because here's the deal, guys, and if you're not getting us, again, I'm not going to assume that everybody understands this, but if you used Jansen last night, there's a chance, depending on how much you used him, that he would be available tonight. So let's say we got a one-run lead tonight and you want to go to your closer who's one of the best in the league. He's not available. But the other side of this is why AA went out and supplied the bullpen
right
with these extra arms to say, we won't have to worry about being in that situation. So I get where Snit's going, but last night I did look at that and go, what are we doing?
Yeah, so you give up the big inning and now the game is truly out of reach until you battle back again in the bottom of the ninth because the Mets say, well, you know, because let's be honest, you got Buck Showalter saying, well, we got this. I'll roll with Trevor May, and then Trevor May was shaky as hell. So I know that's a parallel universe. Does Diaz come in for the six-out save? I don't know, but you made
We've seen it already.
You've made it easy for them. So I think that's a poor mentality and a poor excuse from Snicker, with all due respect, to a guy that we've given nothing but love for the last year and a half.
All right, let's hear Snit talk about not concerned about Acuña getting caught stealing. He got caught, what, twice? Was it twice or three times? Either way, he got caught. And you're going, okay, is this a miscue, a miscommunication? Here's what Snit said about it.
I think he just jumps. I'm not a base stealing guy or whatever, anything like that. But he's got speed. We've seen speed on the bases. I think it's just, that's guys probably the jumps more than anything.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we know he's capable. The guy was almost a 40-40 guy just a couple of seasons ago. He's going to get on base and steal bases for you.
Yeah, so that means you, but the players have a green light on their own?
Well, sometimes you're going to get caught. It is the jump. And by the way, their first base coach in Eric Young, it was one of the great base stealers in his own right. Mike, they got great instruction. There's no reason why, that this should be any kind of communication issue. Maybe it's just Acuña's getting a late jump, to Snit's point. Either way, he's been caught a lot lately, and it seems like this has become something, and so they asked him about it.
If you didn't see it, who was catching last night? Because it was McCann. He dug it out and made an unbelievable throw.
He did.
And the tag was on there. We all watched the replay the same as you guys, and he got him. He's out. So, and they looked at the review, and they said, not going to challenge it. Frustrated. Why are we going nuts? Because it's big. Because these are the games you can't lose.
It's a big series.
And the Mets had you by the short and curlies, and you rallied back, only to give it away in the top of the ninth.
Ah,
that's to me, that's weak sauce. I don't like the mindset. I don't like the excuse either.
I don't. Not in this series. If you're talking about a series back in June, I completely agree. You're talking about a series in mid-August where they could leave town with maybe a six-game lead, and we're only going to see them one more time for three games at the end of the season. I don't know. I want to win now. I'll worry about tomorrow. And we can do that. Braves, we can do that because we have the ability with all these guys we've collected.
Right.
We've got a lot of arms in the bullpen. I mean, Matic came in last night.
Yes, you know, when Carl and I are reduced to making grunting noises, it's a frustrating loss. Good news is Max is on the mound. Bad news is DeGrom is on the mound as well for the Mets tonight.
All right, man, NFL Blitz is on the way. You're going to get a chance to hear what Jerry Jones said about the Super Bowl. Here we go again about the Cowboys talking about the Super Bowl. It's part of our NFL Blitz. It's on the way.
No, we're not going to do that. We got too many games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.